Colombo the same, but really Peter Ostenson, I think, has been the key performer out of the bullpen for the Spikes. He delivered another strong effort last night with 2 1/3 in the win over Mahoning Valley.
Spikes are wearing their reds tonight with the gold numerals, white pants, and blue stripe. And it'll look like this. T.J. Williams leads off, plays center field. Jack O'Donnell, D.H. at second. Jeff LaCourie in right hits third. Trace Wilhoit will be at third base hitting cleanup. Connor McGuire at second will hit fifth. J.T. Marr, the former Nittany Lion at first, will hit sixth. Ryan Grabosch behind the plate at seventh. Kendall Yule in left field will hit eighth. And Chris Einemann will be the shortstop at ninth with Ryan Sleeper on the mound. And now they exit the respective dugouts. We get ready for the national anthem. The Grange Fair Orchestra with the Center Hall Singers. And we'll come back with the opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Medler Field at Lebrano Park on an absolutely sterling night for baseball as the Spikes get ready to open up a seven-game homestand, including four with West Virginia. And Chris Schull on the mound for the Spikes. He'll be making his eighth appearance, his third start. 0-1 record, but against West Virginia in Morgantown, he went the opening 4 1/3, did not get a decision, but pitched one of his better games. Five hits, only two runs, both earned. He struck out two in the game and walked four back on Sunday, and he'll get the start here tonight for State College, looking to give them at least the opening five innings of this one. And then we'll see if Philip Bryant in a piggyback comes in after him or what the situation is at that particular time.
Yep, and Philip was, by the way, doing some tossing at the outset of the game, so we will probably see him on the mound at some point.
What a night this is. Perfect August night for baseball. 80 degrees under sunny skies. Tonight's opening pitch at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Joe, I want you to remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO.
I will.
A little confused as to whether you would or not. And here is T.J. Williams to lead it off. First pitch of the game is a broken bat to shallow center. Coming on is Hex. He won't get there. It's a base hit. Well, the broken bat paid off.
Turned into a well-placed single for Williams, and he is dangerous on the base paths.
Absolutely. So Williams now on the bases where he's 11 of 13 in stolen bases. And here is Jack O'Dowd. We've told this story before. His dad, the legendary general manager Dan O'Dowd, who was the architect of the 2007 Colorado Rockies nationally champion World Series team. Lost to the Red Sox in four straight, I might add. And he's at the plate right now. And Jack hitting 320, two home runs, 28 knocked in. First pitched him a ball, one ball and no strikes. Middle infield, a double play depth. The spikes have turned 20. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. It is 1-1. Ian Pittenger, always reliable behind the plate tonight. Ian does a great job. Dan Goller down at first. Great to see him again. We haven't seen him in a while. And Dominic Loft down at third. Set by Shull. And the right-hander delivers. Outside, it's now 2-1. Shull is 6'1", 200 pounds, 22 years of age, out of San Antonio, Texas. 9-3 in his collegiate career at Lubbock Christian with a 4.38 ERA. Had 11.5 strikeouts per nine innings. And here is the 2-1. That is to right center field. High, going back. Hexty reaches up, makes the catch in the gap. May have a shot at first base. Cadu gets the ball. He's going to throw to first, a ball. They got him. No! That is not the right call, Don. Oh, he got him.
And the cry, you hear the cry below from the concourse. They're asking to appeal if Williams retouched second base because he touched it going around thinking that was going to be a double to the gap and he would score, maybe even a triple, but Hex chased it down. But
I would like to see that one again.
Yeah.
Because I think he was out at first. But there's one out. Good play by Hex just to run it down. LaCorey at the plate. The pitch, down low for a ball, one ball and no strikes. LaCorey's a great story. He had been a pitcher a good portion of his career. David Carpenter was telling me about it. I like to talk to managers, Joe. And he had pitched, and now he's only really been converted to a hitter for a couple of years now, and he hits. He really hits. Good player. That's in there for a strike. It's 1-1. LaCorey comes into this game at 279, seven home runs, 43 knocked in. He's got 16 doubles on the season.
It's an ironic matchup because, of course, Chris Shaw, also a two-way player at Lubbock Christian.
And that's tap foul. Look, back Shaw at Lubbock Christian in his career at 22 home runs. He drove in 85 and hit 327 in his career. It's like you, Joe, a jack of all trades. You see how happy JD was to see us when we walked in?
Oh, yes.
Right? I walked in, and it's like, he just went and got a sandwich. I'm like, well, I thought you'd be happy. On the ground, slow roller, ball throws the second. That's the right play. As Russell makes the play, they get the fielder's choice. That's the momentum play where you're able to cut down the lead runner. That'll go 3-6. And two outs. Don't forget, Sunday's also baseball bingo.
Yes, the grand finale is up to 10 winners on Sunday, and one lucky fan from not only Sunday's winners, but all of the baseball bingo winners throughout the year will win a 2025 Spike season ticket.
Austin's dad, by the way, is here tonight. Austin Ball's dad. Talk with him before the game. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Wilhoit. 0-1 the count. 289 for Wilhoit. Four home runs, 20 knocked in with six doubles and a triple. Shull goes set. The shadow is right near his feet. Sundown is 8:08 tonight. The pitch. It's foul, first base side. That'll clear the screen. Go to the concourse to our right and out of play. Fumbled around by, oh, geez, that guy. Umpired a game here once.
Oh, yeah?
He did.
That's right. That's right.
Umpired
he did.
Umpired a Spikes game.
Yes,
yeah.
He did.
Nice catch. Let's do it like Simon. Nice catch, buddy boy. In the air, center field. Back is Hex. Cooper's there. And as Ray Caravan would say, can of corn. As Dick Girardi would say, gone. That was a confidence inning for Chris Shaw. That really helped him. So, no runs, one hit, and one left. Half inning gone. West Virginia nothing. State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
So Ryan Sleeper will make the start tonight for West Virginia, 1-1 with an 8.40 ERA. He's making his 19th appearance and his fourth start. He has gone 30 innings, 39 hits, 29 runs, 28 of them earned. He has struck out 26, but he's walked 27. So he's below the Mendoza line there. He's also hit 9 batters. He and Joe got into a verbal confrontation. No, that's not true. Look, my stories are more dramatic. By the way, the opening pitch of the game had been brought to you by our good friends at America's Carpet Outlet. Your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street at State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. All right, so Cooper Hex will lead it off, coming off a four-hit game. He's had 2 four-hit games in the last three. Went 4-for-5 yesterday with 2 doubles. He scored 3, hitting .337 with 2 home runs, 14 knocked in with 9 doubles and 4 triples. Here's a guy with 15 extra base hits to lead the league. Bats from the left side. And Sleeper, the left-hander, delivers. That's roll foul first base side near the camera well. Bounces out down toward the bullpen. JT Maher at first, McGuire at second. Heineman is at short. Will Hoyt at third. Yule in left. TJ Williams in center. Jeff LaCorey in right with Graybosch behind the plate. The set by Sleeper in the 0-1. That's in there for a strike. It is 0-2. 89 with that fastball. Great location. Tim Battle, the manager, coaching at third. Lastings Millage down at first. 0-2. Sleeper deals. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him on a high fastball at 89. And one gone. Parker Cadu. Parker in Ohio last night went 1-for-5, stole a base, scored a run, now hitting .284, no home runs and 10 knocked in with 5 doubles and 3 triples. And he has been a menace on the bases. He is 10-for-10 in stolen bases. He'll shift here just a bit on him. Bats from the left side and the pitch. Outside and low, 1-0 the count. On this 80-degree night, flags barely moving in left center field. Shadow is now beyond the pitcher's mound, but the upper part of Sleeper's body in sunshine. The pitch squares to bunt, pulls back, down low, 2-0. 320 left field line, 384 left center, 399 dead center, 375 right center, and 320 down the line and right to the Lion Country Kia corner. 2-0 the count on Kadu. And the deal. That's in there for a strike. Good pitch at 91. That's been his top-out fastball number so far. It's 2-1. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, about a third full tonight. Goes to 8 feet high at the huge new video board in left center. 2-1. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2. All the way around to the monster right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. And for the uninitiated, 18.55 feet high because Penn State was founded in 1855. Kadu with a 2-2 count. Scoreless bottom of the first. And the pitch. That's on the ground. Gobbled up there first by Mars. Steps in the bag with the right foot and two gone. Cam Buford. Been an RBI machine. 2-for-5 yesterday with another double. He drove in two more. Now at 262, two home runs, a league-leading 25 knocked in with four doubles, two triples. You feel like every game he's driving in a run. Buford, the all-time home run leader at Grambling. And the pitch. Down low for a ball. Skip that one in. It's 1-0. First team all-SWAC selection at 46 career home runs and drove in 218 at Grambling. Of those 46 home runs, 10 were this season with 56 knocked in and a .345 average. 1-0 to Cam playing left field tonight. Outside, it's 2-0. Mentioned he had .345 this season. His four-year career at Grambling, he had .327. Interesting, his numbers are pretty close in terms of batting average where they were last year when he played for the Spikes. He had .269 last year with the Spikes, .262 right now. Pitch. Checked it, did not go, 3-1. Kyle Russell wielding that hot bat on deck. Buford bats on the right side, straight away, deep in center and in right. Not so deep by Ewell in left. That's a strike, and it's 3-1. He was taking all the way there. Looks back at Ian Pittenger, asked a quick question just to make sure. Not arguing, just asked. Here's the set by Sleeper right at the letters. And the 3-1 on its way. Ball four, walked him, and for Buford, that's the 12th walk he has drawn. Kyle Russell, remember way back when he started this journey with the Spikes in mid-July, he was 0 for his first 11. Well, things have dramatically changed. He is 22 for his last 58 at the plate. And he now has that average up to .319 with no home runs, 10 knocked in, three doubles. Yesterday, 0 for 3 with a walk, a run scored. He knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly. Buford leads off first, pitches a strike in her half. 88 that time with the cutter. It is 0-1. Buford, 10 of 11 in stolen bases. If you look back at his season at Grambling this year, he was 14 of 16. Picks his spots. Sleeper, there goes Buford. He picked this spot. It's wrapped on the ground to short. Eidemann in the hole, backhands, fires. Low in the dirt, got him in time. Got him by a half step. Good play on both ends, including Marr at first base. No runs, no hits, and one stranded. At the end of one, scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Top half of the second inning of a scoreless game. Chris Shull back to work. He had to wait a little bit for Knox Preston to come out because he was the batter on deck. So Chris Spiegel, for the most part, warmed him up. Defensively, Austin Ball at first. Ryan Cadu is at second. Kyle Russell is at short. Grant Norris at third. Cam Buford in left. Cooper Hexton center. Caleb Hill in right. And Knox Preston behind the plates. Connor McGuire will lead it off. He's the McDonald's strikeout guy tonight, hitting 265. No home runs, 11 knocked in. 20 games, he's only struck out 13 times, so let's see how this plays out. Although in the previous homestand that went seven games, the McDonald's strikeout guy struck out in all seven games. They were giving out Big Macs left and right. The pitch, outside corner for a strike. Third first pitch strike of the game for Shull. J.D. over there trying to keep his West Virginia counterpart positive. Right. And that's on the ground to second. Cadu backhands, leaps, throws to first. Dug out by Ball. Spectacular play on both ends. One out. J.D. excited about that. His West Virginia counterpart just threw stuff onto the concourse. Now, look, I wouldn't do that. There are humans down there. You got to keep your cool about these things. It's just a great play. Well, someday your team will make one. Here we go. Here is JT Marr, the former Nittany Lion, at the plate. Wave and a miss. That's four first pitch strikes. Started about that time with a changeup. Marr comes in at 278. JT with no home runs, five knocked in, and three doubles. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Changeup again. It's 0-2. Straight away, Buford shallower and left against the left-handed hitter. Deeper in right and shading his eyes, Hill. High and away for a ball. It's 1-2. Scoreless in the top of the second. Chris quickly to work. Liner right at the shortstop. Russell, two outs. Ryan Graybosch to the plate. The catcher. Comes into this one at 234 with no home runs, 11 knocked in, and five doubles. Norris near the line at third. Shadow now is completely beyond the pitcher's mound, getting close to covering up the entire infield. First pitch to Graybosch, that's a strike, and that's what Chris has been doing. You're talking about the seventh hitter in the lineup. Five of the seven have seen a first pitch strike. The 0-1, bounced that one in, backhanded by Preston. It's 1-1. Interesting enough, they didn't throw the baseball out of there. He just threw it right back to Shull. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. That is hit in the air, center field. Hexed right in his tracks, backs up a couple, makes the catch. A quick, efficient 1-2-3 inning for Chris Shull. And at the end of an inning and a half, we're still scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom of the second inning, and it'll be Knox, Preston, Caleb Hill, and Austin Ball, 5, 6, and 7 in the Spikes batting order in the bottom of the second against Ryan Sleeper. Preston went 0 for 4 yesterday with a walk and a run scored. He's hitting .278 with a home run and 16 knocked in with 5 doubles and a triple. Boy, for a long period of time, he was wielding a hot bat, but he's still productive. He's walked 25 times this year. He scored 20 runs. 11 years ago, Knox Preston was in South Williamsport playing in the Little League World Series. And 11 years later, he's now playing in the MLB Draft League with the State College Spikes. And the Little League World Series got underway yesterday. And again, 11 years ago, that's where Knox was, playing for the team from Nashville. Sleeper delivers. That's in there for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Eek. That was a great pitch. That may have been a miss by Ian on that one. That was pretty good. 1-0 the count. And the pitch. That is a broken bat. Looper into center field for a base hit. The barrel of the bat ends up at third base. The ball ended up in center field, and the Spikes have their first hit of the night. Caleb Hill coming off a terrific game yesterday. 3 for 4 with a triple. Scored one, knocked in two, stole a base. Now up to .259 with no home runs and 8 knocked in with 2 triples. Caleb out of UT San Antonio and Midlothian, Texas. At .349 this year with the Roadrunners. Preston on first, 3 of 4 in stolen bases, but left-handed pitcher, odds are he won't go. Squares the bunt, pulls back, it's a strike. Good pitch. 89 with the fastball, it's 0-1. Austin Ball on deck. Great to meet Austin's dad before the game. Here's the set by Sleeper, looks at Preston at first, the 0-1. Squares the bunt, front of home play. Is the play at second? Yes, it is, and they get the lead runner. He didn't put the ball far enough in front of the plate. Maybe he puts it out maybe 3 or 4 more feet. It's going to work. Ends up being a fielder's choice, 2-6. And Austin Ball at the plate. Austin's out of Palmyra. Started out at Middle Tennessee, then went to Shippensburg. Right now with a home run, 16 knocked in with 6 doubles. Went 0 for 4 yesterday at Mahoning Valley. Bats on the left side. Hill leads off first, stole a base yesterday. He's 3 for 3 in stolen bases. Middle infield double play depth. Pitched a ball. In there for a strike. Get his 0-1. Shallow and left is Yule. Williams back a couple of steps in center. LaCorey about normal depth and right. Middle infield double play depth. Will Hoyt off the line at third. The pitch. Checked it. That's a strike. He's in the hole 0-2. Both pitches up in the zone. But strikes. Not borderline, but strikes. 0-2 the count. Ball waits. Throw to first. Austin drove in a run with a double. on Tuesday night. The set. And sleeper to the first base. Caleb Hill drawing some attention over there. Now, again, Major League Baseball, two throws. Third one, you get the base if you don't get them. MLB Draft League Unlimited tosses to first. And the 0-2, there he goes. The pitch is up high for a ball. Throw to second, steals the base. He's 4-for-4 this season. So now ball with a 1-2 count and an opportunity to drive in that 17th run. On this team, ball is second and runs knocked in behind Cam Buford. Windmills the bat, and Austin's ready in the left-handed box. Hill leads off second, scoreless bottom of the second. 1-2 count with one out. And sleeper delivers. That's foul, third base side. They'll get to the concourse near the Geisinger kid zone and out of play. It's still 1-2. Not just some haze tonight because it's August and it's a warmer night, but also there's been some wildfire smoke that's been mixed in. Not dramatic like a year ago, but still some. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. That is his second strike out of the ballgame. Grant Norris, the former Nittany Lion, to the plate. Norris did not play yesterday. Went 1-for-2 on Tuesday with a couple of walks. 196, no home runs, four knocked in. Has a double. Last summer, Norris played with Katuit in the Cape Cod League. He had 271 with four home runs and 14 knocked in with five doubles. The pitch. Inside corner for a strike. It is 0-1. Shallowed up in left and in center. Normal depth in right. Infield back. Second baseman McGuire a couple steps toward the bag. 0-1 the count on Norris as Hill leads off second. The 0-1. That is up the middle into center field base hit. Hill being waved around third. The throw by Williams to the plate will be cut off, and the Spikes take a 1-0 lead. RBI number 5 for Grant Norris. The next former Nittany Lion to the plate, that's Josh Spiegel. Spiegel began his career at Oklahoma State, then played at Penn State, closed out at Pitt. Went 0-for-4 yesterday with a walk and a run scored. Josh had 246 with a home run and 6 knocked in with a double. Norris 2-of-3 and steals at first base. That pitch. Inside for a ball. If you can read sleeper, you can steal a base because once he goes to the plate, he has a very high leg kick to the plate. Not many slide steps to this point. Waits. And to the plate. Inside and low, 2-0 the count. Again, very few slide steps. When he makes the decision to go home, that leg is up in the air. It takes a little bit to get down to the ground. Gives you that extra couple of steps when you get your jump. 2-0. See if he throws to first here. Throws to first. You act like I've never seen a game before. 2-0 the count. JD always has doubts. He doubts me every time I turn around. I say, he's going to throw to first. He goes, no, it's not going to happen. Joe, where do we find these people? They're like, that's in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Is there like a doubting Thomas pool you just select guys from to do this job or what? 2-1 the count. Norris leads off first. And the pitch. In there for a strike. It's 2-2. All right, now let's see on 2-2 what Tim Battle wants to do with Norris at first. Spiegel batting from the right side. Look, power. Spiegel's got power. He's got great gap power, too. Set. See if he goes to first here. Nope, to the plate. Inside and low, 3-2. Now he will take off. Doesn't take a genie to do that one. 3-2, two outs. He'll be running. I mean, even Nostradamus could get that one right. 1-0 Spikes bottom of the second. And Norris takes off. Popped up infield, shallow right. And coming in is LaCorey, puts it away, and the inning is over. But the Spikes get a run on two hits and leave one. And at the end of two full, 1-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Spikes with a 1-0 lead to the top of the third inning. Kendall Yule followed by Chris Eineman. And back to the top of the order, T.J. Williams. 8-9-1 due in the West Virginia batting order here in the top of the third against Chris Shaw. Kendall Yule playing in his 12th game with West Virginia, 276. Home run, 4 knocked in with 3 doubles for the right-handed hitter. And the pitch by Shaw. That's way outside, 1 ball and no strikes. Just a little bit of haze, maybe mixed in with a little bit of the wildfire smoke. Not a lot of it. Down the mountain range toward Pleasant Gap and Bellefonte. Pitch. It's in there for a strike. Fired that one in there. That was a changeup. 1-1 the count. Tussie Mountain right behind the right field grandstand. Of course, Mountain Nittany perfectly frames this ballpark. 1-1. That is fouled to our right and bounces down below. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flags not moving at all in left center on this 80-degree evening. And the 1-2. Up high at the letters. Went changeup that time, 2-2 the count. He's thrown more changeups tonight because I think he feels confident and has control with it. He's been able to spot it pretty well to this point. Top of the third, 1-0 State College, the 2-2. Outside, full 3-2. Fastball at 89. Shaw stares in there. Big, deep breath for the right-hander. And the 3-2 coming up to Yule. It's on the ground to second. Cadu charges. Picks it up. Underhands to first. And one out. Chris Eineman, the shortstop, to the plate. Eineman playing in his 19th game with West Virginia at 163. He has a home run with 2 knocked in. That home run is his only extra base hit. Bats from the right side. Eineman waits. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Buford playing a little deeper in left. Hexed a little deeper in center. Shallowed up in right is Hill. So ninth batter, 6th first pitch strike. Eineman waits and the pitch to him. Swing and a miss. He goes right at him. It's 0-2. 90-mile-per-hour fastball with that one. No balls and 2 strikes. Big deep breath for Shaw. And delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him, and that's his first strikeout of the ballgame. Brought to you by Mount Dindy Health. Our view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountnittany.org. TJ Williams singled to center, a broken bat single to start the game on the first pitch of the game. Shaw with the goatee stares in, wearing number 41. Here's the pitch. It's outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Preston tried to bring it back. It's one thing, umpires are not really fooled by that. But the catcher feels they're doing their job. I like the spikes over in the cheese shop, printers.com box. Down low for ball, 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes against Williams. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike, 2-1. Williams has really had a terrific year. He's at 370 in the 18 games he's played. Two home runs, 15 knocked in, four doubles, two triples. And Joe mentioned earlier, 11 of 13 in stolen bases. Fouled to our right, looping over the roof and out of play. It's now level at 2-2. Shaw looks over, I think, at the scoreboard. Now he's ready to go. 2-2 the count. Chris quickly works up high, full 3-2. Shaw doesn't waste time. Gets down to about 12 seconds on the pitch clock, and he's ready. Says yes, and here it comes. That is lined to left field. Buford goes back. He has a beat on it, reaches up, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Shaw has faced one over the minimum through three. 1-0 State College to the bottom of the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available, with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities, inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Top of the order, Cooper X, Parker Cadu, and Cam Buford. X struck out swinging the first time. 1-0 State College in the bottom of the third. And Sleeper, who always works from the stretch, will deliver. Outside corner for a strike. It is 0-1 to Cooper. Starts him out at 87. Slight open stance, left-handed box. Came in hitting 337. The pitch. Wave and a miss. It's 0-2. He's had 9 hits in the last 3 games. Had 4 hits on Monday, a hit on Tuesday, and 4 hits last night. 0-2 the count, and the pitch. Way outside, it's 1-2. That was a purpose pitch, but I'm not sure what the purpose was. You're going to throw a purpose pitch, keep it in the neighborhood near the cul-de-sac. Don't throw it four neighborhoods away. 1-2, the count. Sleeper to the plate. Bounce that one in. It's now 2-2. That wasn't a purpose pitch. That was just a miss. Parker Cadu is next. 1-0 State College, bottom of the third. Medler Field, Lebronto Park on a sterling Thursday night for baseball. Ooh, hot dogs have been brought in. There you go. Thanks so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, two more. There we go. And the pitch up high. Now full 3-2 and two more. Yes, we'll be tossing hot dogs. Wonder if Joe's going to wear the red sunglasses during the hot dog toss. I think it'd be great. Just see where he might throw it. Here's the 3-2. Hit high in the air, deep to right field, but LaCorey is there at the track. He's underneath it. He puts it away, and one gone. That's what we need. Joe needs to wear the red glasses during the hot dog toss. I think it would be a great move. Parker Cadu grounded out to Marr at first base in the first. Now, LaCorey is a good-looking player, considering he was converted from pitcher to hitter. The pitch takes a strike. It's 0-1. Good job by Sleeper. He's been getting ahead of hitters. Give it up just two hits and one run. Spikes lead at 1-0, bottom of the third. Sleeper goes set, delivers. Cadu checked it, could not hold up. Yeah, it's a strike. They appealed that one. That had to be a strike. It's 0-2. It's one of those, like, I'm holding up. I can't hold it. 0-2 the count. Shallow and left and center, deeper by LaCorey and right. Man, the pitch. Way outside, 1-2 the count. Second baseman McGuire is actually playing on the right field grass. He's backed up that far. It's maybe about 2 yards back. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. Outside corner, call strike three. Great location with that pitch. And gets his third strike out of the ballgame. Here's Cam Buford, walked his first time. The Topps triple threat, Nittany Cards Plus number three hitter. If you're going to ask about why he's allowed to play in shallow right with the new rules, that rule about having 2 feet on the infield dirt is a Major League Baseball rule, not an MLB draft rule, so he can do it. The pitch to Buford. It's in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Shull and Sleeper have both been getting ahead of hitters. Makes a big difference. Cam waits right-handed box. Bat high in the air. Down low for a ball. It's level at 1-1. Back here tomorrow night. 4 for $54 in here. 4 best seats, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, $54. Our value night. 1-1. That's up high for a ball. It's 2-1. Saturday fireworks, paint the park purple on Sunday, 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, statecollegespikes.com, or go to the box office. 2-1. Tied away for a ball, 3-1 to Cam. He has pitched Cam now twice and has done so with great respect and justifiably. Could always walk up, too, to games. Many have. 3-1. Drop that one in for a strike. Nice curveball that time from Sleeper. It's full 3-2. Bases empty, 2 outs, bottom of the third, 1-0 State College. Sleeper, high set at the letters, and Ryan to the plate. In the dirt, ball 4, second time he has walked Buford. And each time he's walked Buford with 2 outs. Kyle Russell grounded out to Eidemann at short, who made a nice backhand play in the hole. And then Marr did a good job to dig the throw out at first. So Kyle Russell can ground it out to short his first time. Normal depth in the outfield all the way around against him. no shift in the infield. Einem in the shortstop's in the normal spot. Maybe McGuire's a couple steps toward the bag at second. That's high and tight. 1-0 the count. And I would say, you know what? McGuire's probably about 5 to 7 steps closer to the bag at second than he was when Cadu was at the plate. The 1-0. Down low for a ball. Buford was on the run on the ground ball to short last time. So against Sleeper, he was attempting to steal the bag. But Russell then grounded it to short. Buford, 10 of 11 in stolen bases. Sleeper glances to first. There goes Buford. That pitch is a strike. Throw to second. Head first slide. He steals the bag. 12 for 13 now in stolen bases. And again, for Sleeper, the big problem is this. He may be left-handed, but a very high leg kick to the plate. He gives away 2 steps because of it. So let's see now if Russell can get him in. Russell drove in a run last night. He has 10 knocked in this season. Sleeper goes set and to the plate. 2-1 count. That's foul to our right and over the roof and out of play. It's even at 2-2. Knox Preston on deck hoping for a shot this inning. Spikes trying to expand their 1-0 lead with 2 outs in the bottom of the third. Russell levels the bat in the right-handed box. He's ready. Sleeper, the left-hander, goes set at the letters. Glances to Buford at second. Now to the plate. Curveball outside. It's now full 3-2. Tried to thread that curveball in on the outer part of the plate, but missed by about 6 inches. 3-2 the count. Buford, good lead at second. They're not holding him on. I mean, he can get a pretty good-sized lead down at second because there's nobody shadowing him. McGuire a couple steps over. Here's the pitch. Inside corner, call strike 3, got him, and the inning is over. 4th strikeout for Ryan Sleeper. No runs, no hits, and 1 stranded. At the end of 3 full, 1-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
You know what's great? When Jerry's not here, they bring the hot dogs into the booth, and I don't feel like we need a Purolator security guard. We go to the top half of the fourth inning. Joe Putnam, after an incredibly productive road trip, now feels he's the key to winning. And the Spikes do have a 1-0 lead, and Chris Schall. Look, this is, in my book, this is going to be 3 of the last 4 he's pitched well. He has faced 1 over the minimum. And Joey's retired the last 9 guys he's faced.
And he's done it only once via strikeout. He is trusting his defense, the ball being put in play, and the defense coming through with flying colors here in the opening 3 innings. Now Jack O'Dowd starts off the 4th, and the Texas product takes strike 1 on the inner half. 90 miles an hour there. O'Dowd flies out to center field on a tremendous catch by Cooper Hex, racing back to the warning track in right center. Nearly doubled the runner off first, but taking a look at the replays, Williams was back in time, just barely. And the 1-1 to O'Dowd after the pitch traveled away, and that one a strike.
See, Shaw's got the goatee working. You've done that before.
Sometimes it's been by choice. Sometimes it hasn't. Pitch is low for a ball, 2-2. I would tend to say that his growth will outrival mine any day of the week. 2-2. Pitch down and in for a ball, 3-2.
I mean, it's well filled out. I mean, it's...
Certainly is. Got the great mustache to go with it as well. 3-2. Down low, ball four with a fastball. That's the first walk issued by Chris Scholl tonight.
Right fielder, number 16, Jeff LaCourie.
That'll bring Jeff LaCourie to the plate. LaCourie grounded into a fielder's choice on a terrific play by Austin Ball in the first. 1-0 Spikes here on the top of the fourth inning. First game of a four-game series here. Now, the Spikes undefeated at Medler Field at Lebrano Park against the Black Bears this year. Previous six meetings here, of course, all took place in the first half. LaCourie takes ball one low.
And they should be undefeated against Williamsport. Just thought I'd work them into the broadcast. I mean, you got to make them feel better up there.
1-0. Grounder through the middle into center field, a base hit. LaCourie collects the second hit of the night for the Black Bears. O'Dowd moves up to second. And with a pair of runners on, here is Trace Wilhoit, the third baseman.
Well, can't get a triple play unless you have this. You've called the only triple play in Spike's history.
That's right. It was, Labor Day 2017, I believe.
It was.
Zach Kirtley. Yep. And Kirtley actually, it ended up a 4-3 triple play.
Yep.
He had a chance at an unassisted triple play.
I know
on
he
that
did,
one.
And he gave up on it. Just thought it was the easy thing to do. An unassisted triple play? Rare.
First pitch to Wilhoit, a strike.
I think in my lifetime, John Valentin did it. Ron Hansen did it.
Yep.
Those are the first two guys I think of that have done it in the last
Mickey Morandini.
Years. Mickey Morandini, former manager at Williamsport.
Yeah. Randy Velarde.
Yeah.
I think Velarde's was the first one to actually end the game as the pitch up and in for a ball. 1-1 to Wilhoit.
Yeah, imagine that feeling. You got a couple guys on and nobody out. We've got a chance. No, you don't. I feel like the movie Running Scared. One guy? One guy got everybody out?
1-1. That's low for a ball. Slider dips low, 2-1 the count.
One guy? Billy Crystal.
Oh, yes.
Impersonating the captain. Captain. Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal.
2-1 to Wilhoit. Scholl delivers. Swing and a miss. Slider. Actually, that's the terrific drop on that.
Yeah, it did. I think of that movie every time I go past the State Building in Chicago.
Oh, absolutely.
Gregory Hines trying to climb up.
2-2. Tapper foul behind home. And
boy, Preston made a good play there.
He sure did. He was right on top of it, but the ball just kicked back.
You want to talk about that was a play of brains right there? I can get this, and I think we can get two outs. Mac, you might be able to get three.
Exactly. The way he scrambled on top of that, the speed with which he jumped on that ball, if it hadn't kicked foul.
Because Wilhoit wasn't moving.
No. 2-2 to Wilhoit. Lifted in the air, right field. Back on it is Caleb Hill. Underneath it makes the catch. O'Dowd tags from second. He'll make third standing up. LaCourie stays at first. Now runners at the corners with one away in the top of the fourth.
He went up the side of the State Building using the window washers.
An underrated Chicago movie.
Oh,
Running Scared.
Don't you touch my cup ball. Wearing a Ron Say, what, Ron Say jersey,
yes,
right?
Yes. Connor McGuire is the McDonald strikeout guy.
Joe Pantoliano was in that movie.
Yes, he was.
Joe Pantoliano spent several nights at this ballpark.
Swing and a foul tip into the mid, 0-1.
Joe Pantoliano came to this ballpark a few times.
Yeah.
When his daughter was going to school here.
Yeah.
He played Snake. Hi, this is Mr. Snake.
0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 89 that time, and it's 0-2, but that one had some movement on it.
He shakes hands with his hands cupped. It's kind of a giveaway.
Yep. 0-2 to McGuire. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and it's a happy crowd tonight. You can be sure they won't be running scared. They'll just be running to the local participating McDonald's where they can get a Big Mac free with any purchase by using their game ticket starting at noon tomorrow. Would you like that?
We're from Noise Busters. Where's the Menudo concert? You guys have to rent the movie. You'll love it.
Absolutely. JT Moore, the former Penn Stater up, swing and a miss at the fastball, strike one. JT lined out to the shortstop, Russell, his first chime up, and he had a lot of success here at Medler Field at LeBron O Park with the Nittany Lions. .418 batting average, batting in the Big Ten this year. And the 0-1 foul tip into the mitt, 0-2.
I thought you got him.
O2 from Shull.
See, now that's a purpose pitch.
That is.
Sleeper threw one that was like, it wasn't even the same zip code. I mean, it was closer to Lewistown.
That one's just outside the zone.
Yeah, it's where it should be.
One ball, two strikes. Shull delivers. Pitch is low for a ball. Taking off for a second is LaCorey, and the bouncing throw to the shortstop, yeah. Russell, return to the plate, won't be in time, and O'Dowd will get credit for a steal of home as LaCorey took off there. Alex, one of the few times this season, might have been better advised to make a different decision.
Let me put it this way. I feel like they just gave away one there.
Yep.
It doesn't mean he won't get a hit, but I just feel like you kind of gave that one away.
Tie game now, one all in the top of the fourth.
Hand you a lead, this is what I got.
And the 1-2 lofted to left. Cam Buford angling to his left, raises the mitt, makes the catch, and the inning is over. I think this is what is known as vulturing, the process of vulturing.
Kind of describes my career.
One run, one hit, one left. End of 3.5. 1-1 our score on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the bottom half of the fourth inning, it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Knox, Preston, Caleb Hill, Austin Ball, 5-6-7 hitters due up for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth inning in what is now a 1-1 game. Hits are even at two apiece. There have been no errors so far. Ryan Sleeper, the West Virginia starter, stays on the mound. First pitch, check swing by Knox, but he did go around, says Ian Pittenger. And it's strike one to Knox, who reached on a single his first time up, then was erased on a fielder's choice. 0-1. Breaking ball is outside, 1-1. We'll open up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard as well. Starting with the action around the rest of the MLB Draft League in the 1-1. Fading in outside again, 2-1 the count. Entering tonight's action, Trenton leading Mahoning Valley by two games. The Thunder 15-7, the Scrappers 14-10. Spikes lurking 2.5 back in third, and the 2-1 pitch lifted in the air, right center field. The center fielder Williams comes over, slices in front of Licori to make that grab. But one away. Caleb Hill bounced into that fielder's choice on a bunt out in front of the plate, but he stole second and scored the lone Spikes run back in the second inning. Left-handed hitter facing the lefty Sleeper. Now, Spikes have a lot of lefties up and down the roster, so basically any lineup Tim Battle puts together is going to have a significant left-handed presence, even with a southpaw on the mound. Here's a fly ball popped to the first base side and taken in foul ground by J.T. Marr. Two away here in the bottom of the fourth. West Virginia entering tonight's action in fourth place in the MLB Draft League. Four games back at 12-12. Frederick 10-14 in the second half. Williamsport in sixth place right now. And in tonight's action elsewhere in the MLB Draft League, Trenton leading Frederick 3-0, top of the second. Mahoning Valley leading Williamsport 3-0, top of the second inning as well. Austin Ball at the plate. Left-handed hitter, MLB Draft League's second-half leader in walks. Takes a breaking ball for a strike over the outer half. 0-1 the count to Ball. Struck out his first time up against Sleeper, who has recorded three strikeouts on the night. And the 0-1 swung on and missed. All right. Fastball that time. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. Grounder foul, first base side, goes skipping into the seats. And by the way, of course, Medler Field at Lebrano Park, one of the first stadiums in the country in terms of minor league baseball, collegiate baseball, to extend the netting to go over top of both dugouts, protecting all of the Diamond Club seating sections here, but maybe more in the works as the 0-2 swung on and missed. Strike three. Out with the curveball once again, and that is the fifth strikeout, for Ryan Sleeper in this one as he retires the Spikes in order in the fourth. To the fifth inning we go. 1-1 our score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College.
please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Into the fifth inning, and Chris Shull, who went 4 1/3 on Sunday in his longest outing as a Spike, by completing this inning, could be the pitcher of record in this one, but we are currently tied 1-1. Ryan Grabosch, Kendall Yule, Chris Eineman, the 7-8-9 hitters due up here in the fifth. Schultz has thrown a total of 58 pitches so far, 38 strikes. He's maintained a good pace here. The only West Virginia run, a steal of home on what ended up a double steal. Jack O'Dowd crossing the plate. In the fourth inning, Spike scored in the second on Grant Norris's RBI single to bring in Caleb Hill. First pitch, Grabosch did not go, ball one. Next offering, fastball low and away, 2-0 the count to Grabosch, who flied out to center field back in the second inning. Two hits aside, no errors in this one. And Shull with the 2-0. Fades low, ball three. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the big leagues tonight. Orioles leading the Red Sox 2-1 into the fourth inning. Going to the fifth now at Camden Yards, Gunnar Henderson with a two-run homer to put the O's ahead. His 31st of the season, and the 3-0 to Grabosch. Fastball for a strike on the inner half, 3-1 now. Phillies leading the Nationals 4-0. Alec Bohm with a three-run homer in the first inning. 3-1 pitch to Grabosch, down and away, ball four. Second walk issued by Chris Shull, the second straight inning that the leadoff man has reached on a walk. And it was O'Dowd that achieved that last inning, coming in to score. Here's Kendall Yule now. The left fielder 0-for-1 with a ground out to second. Chris with two strikeouts tonight. He's let his defense do much of the work, and they have come through. And, of course, this is a Spikes squad that has recorded 20 double plays on the ground in the second half. But this one in the air, right field. Hill is there, puts it away. Grabosch retreats to first, one gone in the top of the fifth. Phillies increase their lead from 4-0 to 5-0. Nick Castellanos, by the way, also had a home run in addition to Alec Bohm. And Johan Rojas now with a RBI single. Rojas, a former Williamsport crosscutter, as was Alec Bohm. Chris Eineman bunts it, pop up, third base side, and it drops in and kicks away from everybody. Around second is Grabosch, is hustling to cover. Third is Kadu. That one was popped up, and both Scholl coming from the mound and Preston coming from behind the plate thought they might have a chance to grab it out of the air, but it drops in between them. And then scrambling to get after the ball, once it dropped down to the ground, got away. So it'll be a bunt single for Chris Eineman. Third hit of the game for the Black Bears, and now first and second, one out. And T.J. Williams at the plate, the speedy center fielder, 1-for-2. Singled in the first. Was raced on a fielder's choice, lined out to Cam Buford in left last time up in the third inning. And the pitch. That fades in for a strike. Breaking ball at 82. The slider from Chris Schull. 0-1 to Williams. Elsewhere on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, action already completed today. The Athletics defeat the Mets 7-6. 0-1 pitch homeward, swung on and missed, 0-2. Another slider, a little bit low that time actually, but Williams went after it. Tigers top the Mariners 2-1. Brewers over the Dodgers 6-4. The Giants blank the Braves 6-0. Only four hits for Atlanta in the game. And the 0-2 in the dirt, blocked by Preston. No movement by the runners. A ball and two strikes as the slider dove in. And later on tonight, the Twins and Rangers will meet. And that'll take place just about 20 minutes from now in Arlington. One ball and two strikes to T.J. Williams. It's 1-1 here in the top of the fifth. The opener of a four-game series here at Medler Field at Lebronto Park. A four-pack Friday coming up tomorrow. 6:35 game between these two clubs. It's the pitch upstairs for a ball, 2-2. Get four of our best seats, four hot dogs, and four regular sodas for just $54. Plus, kids run the bases after the game tomorrow night, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Tickets available for that game and all 11 games remaining on the Spikes 2024 home schedule right now at statecollegespikes.com or by visiting the Spikes ticket office. You can visit in person. They'll be open till the end of the game tonight, or you can give them a call at 814-272-1711. Box office open 9 a.m. to the end of the game tomorrow night as well, 10 a.m. to the end of the game Saturday and Sunday. It's also the first game of a seven-game homestand for the Spikes. And the 2-2 to Williams. Popped up. Shallow left field. Russell, the shortstop, fades back on it. Underneath it, makes the catch. Infield fly rule was on. But the out made, and it's two down in the top of the fifth inning as Jacko Down steps in. He has scored the lone West Virginia run. Robbed of extra bases by Cooper Hext, running it down in right center in the first inning. But then walked and came in to score on a steal of home, a delayed double steal. And O'Dowd in the left-handed box. First pitch to him here is high and away for a ball. Changeup at 83. That was Chris Schull's 72nd pitch of the night. And there is action in the State College bullpen. Phillip Bryant is starting to warm. He replaced Shaw on the mound on Sunday, went the last 4 2/3 innings for the win. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge of the plate to the lefty O'Dowd. 1-1 the count. First and second, two outs in a tie game here in the top of the fifth. And Shaw delivers. Fastball just off the plate outside, 2-1. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. The 2-1. And O'Dowd pounds it foul, first base side, 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. O'Dowd lifts it in the air, center field. Hex going back on it, but he's got it sized up and makes the catch to end the top of the fifth inning. No runs for West Virginia. On one hit, two runners left on base. We're halfway home here at Medler Field at Lebronto Park through 4.5. State College 1, West Virginia 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park.
or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
State College Spikes with four fireworks shows remaining on the 2024 home schedule, the first of which will be Saturday night, just two nights from now. After a 6:35 game against the West Virginia Black Bears, the fireworks show presented by Penn State Health will light up the skies here. More fireworks coming on August 24th, another Saturday night. Then on Thursday, August 29th, to round out the month, and then the regular season home finale on Tuesday, September the 3rd, which, by the way, is also a Dollar Dog Night, and the first 500 fans will receive a Dollar Dog T-shirt presented by the McClure Company. Tickets for all those games and all 11 remaining home games available now at statecollegespikes.com. Grant Norris starts off the bottom of the fifth inning. For the Spikes, the lefty Ryan Sleeper has started and gone the distance for West Virginia. His pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Norris drove in the lone Spikes run with a single in the second. Sleeper exclusively from the stretch, and the 1-0. Down and in, but clips the corner for a strike. 1-1 the count. Sleeper with an exaggerated motion. He brings the ball way back with his pitching hand and then brings it forward. 1-1. Breaking ball low. 2-1 the count to Norris, who, like JT Marr, currently at first base for West Virginia. Guy who's got a lot of great memories for the Nittany Lions of Penn State here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The 2-1. Pass ball and a strike on the inner half. 2-2 the count. Phillip Bryant continues to warm in the State College bullpen. So he will, it looks like, follow Chris Shull in that piggyback format, though Shull goes a season-long five innings, only one run against him. Norris with a broken bat looper over the leaping Eineman into center field. And Grant Norris down a bat. Ryan Sleeper has sheared a few bats tonight for the Spikes, but Spikes have collected a couple of hits on them. Knox Preston had one in the second inning, and now Norris does the same here in the fifth. The leadoff man is aboard, and that'll bring Josh Spiegel to the plate. Grant's teammate here for 3 years at Penn State. Well, combining in the 8-9 spots in the order tonight, but not quite your classic 8-9 hitters. First pitch to Spiegel, swung on and missed. Norris now has two of the three Spikes hits. Josh Spiegel flat out to right field, his first time up. Norris 2-for-3 in stolen base attempts this year. The set by Sleeper and the 0-1. Breaking ball in for a strike over the inner half of the plate. 0-2 the count. 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Each team now with three hits. Still no errors in this one. Black Bears have left four runners on base. The Spikes have stranded three so far. And the 0-2. That is lifted foul. First base side toward the bullpen box seats. And by the way, on Tuesday night, August the 20th, that's this coming Tuesday, Spikes will take on the Trenton Thunder at 6:35. You can get a free bullpen box seat by trading in any ticket you've got. Trade any ticket night. There goes Norris on the 0-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Norris does take second as Graybosch trying to hang on to the baseball. Could not release it to dissuade Norris from taking second. So his third stolen base of the season. The Spikes' third stolen base of the game as a team. Spiegel does strike out the sixth K posted by Ryan Sleeper tonight. But now runner in scoring position with one out for Cooper Hext, who recorded a pair of four-hit games this past three games set in Mahoning Valley. A pair of doubles in his four-hit performance last night, four singles on Monday night. And the pitch, and Hext shows bunt, drops it down third base side. It's a beauty. And Sleeper slips on the ground as he tries to release the throw. He hangs on to the baseball. And moving up to third is Grant Norris as Cooper Hext skillfully places the bunt for a single, his first hit of the night. The Spikes fourth, and Sleeper really had no shot at that one. Now, Sleeper's exaggerated motion to the plate, I think he would have a tough time coming off the mound, and he did there. Now runners at the corners with one away for Parker Cadu. Fly ball gives the Spikes the lead. Cadu is 0 for 2, but he sends this one skyward to left center field. Yule, the left fielder, over, makes the catch. Tagging from third is Grant Norris. He will score, and it's a sacrifice fly to left for Parker Cadu to make it a 2-1 game. Cooper Hext remains at first, but Cadu providing his 11th RBI of the season. Timely hitting doing it once again, and Grant Norris with a pair of hits so far tonight has been the key catalyst for the Spikes offense. Hext at first with two outs for Cam Buford, who has drawn a pair of walks against Sleeper. He has also stolen a base. And Hext now leading off first. Has not been caught stealing second yet this season. He is 7 of 8 in steal attempts, but was nabbed trying to steal third in the previous series against Mahoning Valley at Eastwood Field. Pitch down and in for a ball, 1-0. Sleeper now throws to first. And this might be the first of many to try to keep Hext as close to first as possible. Cooper, the MLB Draft League's leader in extra base hits for the second half as well. Those two doubles, he's now got nine of those this year. 15 extra base hits in total, including four triples, two homers. And the pitch down and into Buford. Nice job by Graybosch sliding to his left to block that one with a mitt. 2-0 the count. Cam levels the bat in the right-handed box. Sleeper looks to first. There goes Hext with a great jump. The 2-0 pitch is a strike. Throw to second. Nobody's covering, and the ball bounces into center field. Hext will get third on this one. He takes a big turn at third base as well. Tim Battle had to hold him up. That'll be stolen base number 8 for Cooper Hext, and it'll be an error, the first of the night, to move him to third. And unfortunately, even though neither infielder covered, that may have to go to the catcher. We'll see what the ruling is on that one. It will be E2. That's a miscommunication up the middle, to be sure. And now another Spikes run less than 90 feet away as Hext takes his lead, a 2-1 count to Buford. Two gone, the pitch, and that one bounces away from Graybosch. Hext will score standing up from third on the wild pitch. 3-1 State College. Cooper Hext manufacturing a run with his legs that time. A bunt single, a steal of second, moves to third on the error, and now scores on the wild pitch in the dirt. Now that deprives Cam Buford, the MLB Draft League's leading RBI man in the second half, of a chance to add to that total, but well, he can still do work all by himself. He's got the capacity to put it out here at the 19th grand slam in Spikes history earlier in the second half, and the pitch low and away, ball four. So Buford draws his third walk of the game. And with a runner on and two outs, Kyle Russell to the plate. With Austin Rocaforte tending to some dings here the last couple of games. It's really elevated several spikes up in the order. Cooper Hex has taken over as the leadoff man. Cadu to the second spot. Cam Buford to third. And it's brought Kyle Russell up from the fifth spot to the cleanup spot. Well, Kyle has shown the ability to produce time and again, overcoming a slow start to this season. He was 0 for 11 at the plate to begin his time with the spikes, and since then he's hit over 400 entering this game. His batting average currently at 310 after he's gone 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout so far tonight. Buford leading off first already with the stolen base. And the pitch to the plate in tight, ball one. 3-1 spikes here on the bottom of the fifth. St. College with the first crooked number of the evening. Spikes swept a three-game series from the Black Bears at Kendrick Family Ballpark this past weekend. Facing them in a four-game set here, and there'll be another three-game series between these two teams August 27th through the 29th, the midweek series. Breaking ball upstairs, 2-0. And time is called as Andy Hurtado, the West Virginia assistant coach, who does a lot of handling of the pitchers for David Carpenter, heads to the mound to have a chat with Sleeper. Ryan Sleeper now at 81 pitches, 49 of them strikes, but the spikes' aggressiveness on the base paths has certainly rattled he and the Black Bears in this fifth inning. Two stolen bases, an errant throw trying to nab Hext on the base paths, a wild pitch. The bunt single by Hext. And so the entire infield is gathering around as Hurtado trying to simmer things down. There is right-handed action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen, and it is A.J. Stinson who is warming up. As the discussion on the mound now breaks up, everybody back to their respective posts. Ian Pittenger came out to break up the mound meeting, signaling that it is the second official mound visit, the first by a West Virginia coach. And now Ryan Sleeper, the left-hander out of Appalachian State, will try to buckle down here. It's a 2-0 count to Kyle Russell, though. Buford leading off first. Sleeper delivers. And Russell sends this one into the gap in left center. This will roll all the way to where the nook used to be. Around second is Buford. He's getting waved in. There'll be no throw to the plate. It's an RBI double for Kyle Russell and a 4-1 lead for the Spikes. The fourth double of the season for Kyle, his 11th RBI. 101 miles an hour off the bat there, and it just kept on rolling. Cut off by Yule before it got to the fence, where it used to be 410 feet out to the nook. It's now 387 towards that spot in front of the flagpoles, and now David Carpenter is out to the mound. There'll be a pitching change here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Kyle Russell's RBI double extends the Spikes' lead to 3. Knox Preston is the batter due up against the new West Virginia pitcher, A.J. Stinson, coming into the game. We'll have the numbers on Stinson and the rest of this fifth inning for you right after this call to the bullpen. The Spikes leading 4-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566
to make an appointment.
A.J. Stinson, the right-hander, a native of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, now on for the Black Bears, making his eighth appearance of the season for West Virginia overall. That's across both halves of the 2024 campaign. But all of his appearances have come in the second half, despite him being on the roster. As Stinson, 1-0 record, a 2.77 ERA, one hold to his credit in 13 innings of work. He has allowed six runs, four of them earned on 13 hits, 14 strikeouts to 10 walks, a .260 opponent's batting average. Stinson does have previous experience on the mound for the Black Bears entering this season as he pitched in 2023 for West Virginia, going 2-1 with a 2.55 ERA in nine outings, 17 strikeouts to 14 walks and 24 and two-thirds innings there. Spent time with the Atlanta Blues in the Sun Belt League as well last year before joining the Black Bears, but it is his job now with a runner on second and two outs to face Knox Preston here in the bottom of the fifth. Spikes have broken open what was a 1-1 tie, three runs here in the fifth inning to make it a 4-1 lead, and Preston one for two with a broken bat single to center and a fly out to center field, and this one stands in against the righty Stinson going from the stretch with Kyle Russell leading off second. And the first pitch to Preston is fouled away first base side. Ryan Sleeper goes 4 2/3 innings, allowing five hits and three walks. All three walks are of Cam Buford in this game. Six strikeouts for Sleeper, but all four runs the Spikes have scored so far against him. He's also responsible for Russell at second. And to this point, only three of those runs are earned. But that is dependent on ensuing action as the fastball to Preston was up high, 1-1 the count. New baseball out to the mound for Stinson. A righty replacing the lefty on the hill. And the 1-1. That's outside, backhanded by Graybosch, 2-1 the count. Breaking ball at 78 outside. Spikes now with five hits in the game. West Virginia now with the lone error. Black Bears have three hits. 2-1. Up and in for a ball. 3-1 the count. Two gone here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Flags barely moving in left center. A little bit of breeze here blowing out to left. Knox with a 3-1. Russell takes off for third. The pitch well inside. Ball four. So Russell will notch the stolen base. That is the fifth of the night for the Spikes as a team. And for Russell, that is his third in four attempts. Preston drawing the walk. And with runners at the corners and two outs, here's Caleb Hill. Dropped down a bunt in the second, but Ryan Graybosch able to retire the lead runner on a great play. Hill then stole second and scored, however, before fouling out to J.T. Marr at first in the fourth inning. Stinson delivers. That's fouled back to the screen. Strike one to Hill. Fastball at 92 miles an hour. And Caleb Hill had an outstanding game last night. Three hits, including an RBI triple and the go-ahead RBI single in the seventh. Spikes were down 4-0 last night to the Scrappers, but surged their way back to an 8-5 win. Second time they had come from behind to defeat the Scrappers in a series victory at Eastwood Field, following a trio of one-run wins over the Black Bears down in Granville just outside Morgantown. 1-1 to Hill, fastball upstairs, ball two. 4-1 State College here in the bottom of the fifth. Spikes in their red jerseys tonight. They had a lot of success in these red jerseys against the Black Bears down in the Mountain State. And the 2-1 swung on and missed. He offered at the fastball, which was riding a little high. Two balls and two strikes. 2-2 the count. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. That's fouled back to the screen. Remains 2-2. Tomorrow night, 6:35 game, a four-pack Friday. Nick Hohenstein will get the start for State College tomorrow night after 5 2/3 strong innings against the Black Bears this past Saturday. Then fireworks after the game Saturday night here at Medler Field at Lebronto Park, presented by Penn State Health. 2-2 pitch fades high, and the count is full with two gone. Preston will be off with the pitch. Kyle Russell will take his lead off third. And, of course, Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, fighting Alzheimer's disease on Sunday night. And the baseball bingo grand finale in the 3-2 soft liner foul third base side. Will Hoyt came charging on for it. It was off the handle of the bat. But Hill's bat stays in one piece. The ball fluttered harmlessly to the ground, and the count remains full with pitch number 8 of the at-bat coming up. Stinson is not focused on any one particular point in this at-bat either. He sprayed it all over the place. There goes Preston on the 3-2. Foul tip at the plate, and Grabosh not able to hang on. So it's a foul ball and stays 3-2. Lights have taken over as the source of sight tonight. Steve told you at the outset, sunset would be at 8:08, and we're at 10 minutes past 8 here in the East Coast. Another payoff pitch. Preston goes, and it hits Hill on the left knee. Caleb will just hustle down to first, looking no worse for wear. It'll be the first hit batsman for either side in the game. And now the bases are loaded with two outs for Austin Ball, who is the ninth batter of the fifth inning for the Spikes. Ball struck out twice against the lefty Ryan Sleeper, but now facing the righty A.J. Stinson. Bases loaded, two gone. And Stinson to the plate. Foul back to the bricks. Strike one to Ball. Austin with the bases loaded this year, 1-for-4 with a pair of walks. 500 on base percentage in this situation. And he has knocked in a total of 4 runs. The 0-1 to Ball. Swing and a miss. 92 on the fastball that time, 0-2 the count. Meanwhile, Phillip Bryant just sort of pacing around the mound, waiting his turn. Chris Schall has now become the pitcher of record in the game with this outburst by the Spikes, with the 0-2 fastball fouled into the mid-strike 3, and the inning is over. However, the Spikes scored 3 runs. They do so on 3 hits, 1 error, and 3 runners left on base. 5 innings complete. It's now State College 4, West Virginia 1, and Chris Schall, and with an opportunity to be the winning pitcher after a season-long 5 innings for the Spikes. And he will actually come out for the 6th inning as well. And we'll have that 6th inning for you in just a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
for late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Chris Schoell allowing just one run over a season-long five innings for the Spikes, but he's not done yet. 76 pitches, 48 for strikes for the right-hander. And he's got Jeff LaCoury, Trace Wilhoit, and Connor McGuire, the 3-4-5 hitters due up against him here in the sixth. First pitch lined in the left field by LaCoury. It'll be his second hit of the night after a single in the fourth. That's the fourth hit of the evening for the Black Bears, but now Chris Schoell operating with a three-run cushion. And this is a situation he found himself in on Sunday as well, as the Spikes scored three runs in the opening inning in that game, so Schoell pitching with that cushion pretty much throughout his outing. Here's Trace Wilhoit now, and a first pitch swung on, line to left field, a base hit, hurrying toward the line, and cutting it off is the new left fielder, Caleb Hill. So Hill now in left field. And T.J. Pound is actually into play right field, the defensive changes being detailed for the crowd here. Pound into right field, first time we've seen him in the outfield this season. Hill now playing left, and Cam Buford has gone from left field to first base here in the sixth inning. So Austin Ball out of the game. And Connor McGuire now the batter for West Virginia after back-to-back singles to start the sixth. Knox Preston made a visit to the mound, the catcher, with a one-on-one conversation with Schoell, and now returns behind the dish as he and Pittenger had broken them up. Ready for play, McGuire 0-for-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. He was the McDonald strikeout guy tonight. He shows bunt here, puts it down, third base side, charging in. Norris throw on the run to first in time. Buford, the first baseman, is there. LaCoury does move to third. Wilhoit to second on the sacrifice bunt. One away here in the top of the sixth inning. It is 4-1 State College. Hits now even at 5. West Virginia with the lone error, and here is JT Marr. Marr had an outstanding season for Penn State this spring. And the pitch. That is taken low for a ball. Slider from Schoell, 1-0 the count. JT batted .416, 17 doubles, 6 homers, and 54 RBIs in 53 games for Penn State in 2024. The pitch, a strike. Fastball at the knees, joining the Nittany Lions after spending the previous two seasons at the College of Charleston and at Flagler College for a season prior to that. Here's the 1-1 to Marr. Fades low for a ball, 2-1 the count. Norris playing even with the bag at third. Buford, the new first baseman, just a step behind it. Middle infield is playing up as well.
College of Charleston store. You do got a College of Charleston store.
Of course, yes. 2-1. Fades high, 3-1.
So we're down to the College of Charleston. This had to be 2009 or something like that for the tournament. I think we've done like 3 or 4 tournaments down there.
Yeah.
And this is before they tore the statue down. They have a statue of John C. Calhoun.
Yes.
And it just says Calhoun on it.
Here's the 3-1 to Marr. Outside ball 4. That might have been an intentional, unintentional walk. Loads the bases.
Dick Girardi looks over and it just says Calhoun on it. He goes, wow. He wins 3 national championships and they gave him a statue here. said, I think it's John, not Jim.
Yep. Well, Tim Battle is going to make the switch here in the top of the sixth inning. Chris Shull goes 5 1/3 innings, but he leaves with the bases loaded, and now Phillip Bryant will be the second man in. A little bit of a tall order, but he was equal to the task on Sunday. Pitched the final 4 2/3 for the win. And now on with a 4-1 lead here. The bases loaded at the top of the sixth inning. We'll step aside for this call to the bullpen. And Bryant's numbers for you in the rest of the sixth inning after this on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Phillip Bryant takes over on the mound for the Spikes here in the top of the sixth inning. State College leading 4-1, but the bases are loaded with one out. And Bryant, the Grambling State product, is on for his sixth outing of the year. Only his second in relief, but his last outing in relief was a good one. 4 2/3 innings for the win on Sunday against these same Black Bears down in the Morgantown area. Bryant with a 1-3 record, a 9.61 ERA. He has 19 2/3 total innings, 22 runs, 21 earned on 30 hits, 10 strikeouts to 8 walks. But really, I think, Steve, the last outing he had
tells you everything.
In West Virginia really revealed what he's all about.
No question, because he stepped in there. He ended up getting the win in that appearance, and it was a fabulous one because he went 4 2/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, both earned, struck out 2. But here's the key, Joe, right? His problem has been the amount of walks that he's given up in his career. And he had more walks than strikeouts this year at Grambling. Well, he had 2 strikeouts and 2 walks. And he actually right now with the Spikes has more strikeouts than walks, and that tells you the great job that Brown has done with him. I mean, Jaron Brown's done a great job with him,
certainly,
getting him to understand the zone and to attack the zone and to trust his stuff. I know it's an expression I use a lot, but it's a fact.
It certainly is. And remember, back on Sunday, he entered the game with 2 runners on and 1 out. Now 3 runners on. Bases loaded with 1 gone. Ryan Graybosch at the plate, 0-1 with a walk. First pitch, breaking ball. Check swing by Graybosch. Peel down to first. Don Galler says he went around. It's 0-1.
Last game the Spikes played here at home, they turned 3 double plays in that game. They've turned 20 on the year.
And they'll certainly concede a run if they can turn two here. Won't need to concede a run, actually.
You want to get out of the inning, yep.
Bryant to the plate, outside for a ball. 1-1 the count.
The mayor of Little Rock.
That's right.
5 1/3 for Shull in this one. Longest outing as a Spike. Only gave up 5 hits.
And so far, only 1 run against him, though he is responsible for the runners on now. The 1-1 high fastball, appeal down to first again. This time Don Galler says no go, 2-1.
3 walks, 2 strikeouts. Big pitch here. You don't want to fall behind 3-1 with the bases loaded. I think you got to just purely attack and say, okay.
Phillip sets, delivers. Fastball fouled back just below the visitor's booth.
Ooh, I think Gus just... not there.
Thought you were going to say Todd dove for cover there.
Oh, Todd? I'm like... My goodness, the only guy I ever saw that brought his own plexiglass to that is an extra barrier with the window.
2-2. Tapper to third, charging in Norris, and ooh, left the ball behind. Everybody's safe.
You know what he wanted to do, Joe? He wanted to go home with it.
Yep.
Right? And he tried to be, he was too quick with it. But his idea was to go home and get the force.
Instead, he'll be charged with his first error of the night. Spikes first as well. Runners still at all three bases. Now a 4-2 game. And still one out. And Kendall Yule is 0-2. Grounded out to second in the third inning. Flied out to right in the fifth.
He grounds the second here in the inning. Good
Bryant
pitch.
With a curveball for a strike over the outer half. It's interesting. Phillip has never really had a changeup throughout his baseball career. He's used the curveball as his changeup for the most part.
Yep. No, Jared Brown has done a great job with Phillip Bryant.
Yep. They've worked on cultivating a true changeup. He's a bouncer on to third, taken by Norris. He'll fire home for one. Preston on to first. In time, a 5-2-3 double play. And a nice bounce back from Grant Norris as the Spikes turn two on the ground for the 21st time this year. As our friend Dick Girardi would say, that's blackjack.
Blackjack.
And the Spikes are out of the sixth inning. West Virginia does score one run on two hits, one error, two runners left on base. At the end of 5.5, it's State College 4, West Virginia 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Well, one of the highlights of your career in the video board.
Yeah, that's when good old JP got clotheslined by Macho Dan in a turnbuckle eating contest presided over by George the Animal Steele.
You were thrilled that he put his hand on your head and drove you into the turnbuckle.
That's a Hall of Famer, and I was all set to take the big bump, but it was Macho Dan that gave me the big clothesline. Glasses went flying. Pitch outside for ball to Grant Norris, whose stellar defensive play.
You eat. Okay. This guy taught high school.
Yeah. Pitch is a strike. Fastball.
What level does Tito Santana teach?
High school.
High school?
Yeah. Just retired as a teacher.
Yeah.
One ball and one strike. Stinson still on the mound for West Virginia here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 1-1 to Norris outside for a ball, 2-1.
You have really bonded with the wrestlers for some odd reason. Now, part of it's been the stalking. These are your people.
Oh, yes. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-1.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Right? Like next year. Who would you like to see them bring in as a wrestler? Because the wrestler draws well here.
Yes, absolutely. 3-1 to Norris. That's fouled back towards us. Watch out, JD. Everything's intact.
Get up. get up. What's wrong with you? Jeez. I work with a group of cowards. What's going on here? Jeez.
The 3-2, and Norris sends this one out towards center field, but T.J. Williams will run it down in right center for the first down. My favorite wrestler of all time is Bret the Hitman.
I know that.
So, obviously, he'd be number one in my book. But, there have been various suggestions over the years. I mean, Hacksaw Jim Duggan has already come in as well.
Who
as
was
George
great.
Yeah,
I mean, he was so great with the crowd. So was George.
Absolutely.
But, can you get Bret the Hitman?
I think so. Josh Spiegel with a line drive to right field, and it's over the head of LaCourie all the way to the wall. Spiegel around first. LaCourie a little trouble digging the ball out in right. Spiegel on to second, but that'll be a double.
That's his second of the year. I could see you on the phone now trying to make this happen. Bright eye Joe Putnam. Joe Putnam? Joe Putnam? Really? Tito Santana speaks so highly of you. See, you've cultivated relationships.
Well,
with people who can clothesline you.
I think that's the way to go about it. I don't think you want to antagonize those people.
I think that's great advice from this station and the ad council.
Cooper Hext is up. He is 1-for-3 with a bunt single. Really produced a run with his legs his last time up, but he fouls this one back. And this will drop onto the girder to our right and below.
JD, you can get up now. I mean, it's been two batters since. Okay.
That was close. That heart was beating. He's still got a little bit of shell shock there.
What, you need oxygen? It's a baseball.
0-1 pitch swung on and missed, 0-2. See, that's the thing, though. The baseball you can't cultivate a relationship with. It's coming in highly antagonistic.
Oh, you can. You can get tagged with it.
Not really the kind of relationship you want to cultivate. I mean, you could get your chest caved in with a chop from Ric Flair, and that wouldn't be that great. It's swing and a miss, strike three. And Hex down for the second strikeout from A.J. Stinson tonight. Staying at second is Spiegel, two gone, bottom of the sixth inning. And speaking of which, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. I wonder how many new patients they've seen after a chop from the Nature Boy.
Well, if you bring in two wrestlers next year, you'll be in twice.
Aha, there we go. Parker Cadu, first pitch strike. Next offering is swung on and fouled back to the netting.
Then JD can come over here and he can do the middle three innings. Fly ball, caught. Breathing into a bag.
0-2, lifted in the air. Center field, Williams going back on it. He'll reel it in, and the inning is over.
Look, it's only the first batter, JD. He's still got a whole bunch more to go.
As long as he doesn't reach for the bottle right away, we know who that's for.
A little bit behind the ears.
No runs, a hit, one runner left for the Spikes in the sixth. We go to the seventh. Still 4-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
In 2023 against the Bengals, and that crew for on both sides saved his life in the field.
Certainly did. That's why we're celebrating American Heart Association Lifesaver Night here as Philip Bryant's first pitch of the seventh inning outside for a ball. 1-0 to Chris Heineman, 4-2 lead for the Spikes. And taking it the rest of the way while I go fill up my bottle, here's Steve Jones.
Yes, a little bit behind each ear. All right, 1-for-2, a bunt single and a strikeout. See, I feel your entire season was going along, and then you met Tito Santana. Had which 2-hour talk with him, something like that. Bonded.
Oh, yeah.
You've been a different guy since. Foul to the plate. It's 1-2.
Well, if
now,
I could.
You've now approached the job with some fire.
Yes. Like a true baby face.
Right. I feel he inspired you. He gave you a pep talk in his own way.
If I could sum up the outlook in one word, it would be arriba.
It really is the word of the second half. Up high, 2-2. That we may open tomorrow's pregame show with that. By the way, good news. We want to thank the staff here. They were able to get J.D. a bag to breathe into, which was just terrific. I mean, talk about life-saving. That's pop foul over the net and out of play. I mean, I haven't seen anybody hyperventilate like that in years. I mean, there are pitchers that go out, bases loaded, nobody out of the bullpen, their commas could be. One ball gets near J.D., and all of a sudden it's like back and forth we go with the bag. He's still using it. 2-2, the count to Heineman. He'll be followed by Williams and O'Dowd. Bryant delivers the 2-2. Right center field on the run is Hill. He's there. He puts it away. One up and one down in the West Virginia 7th. 4-2 State College.
Center fielder number 6.
T.J. Williams is 1-for-3. First pitch of the game, broken bat single to center. Then he flew to left in the third. He popped out to Russell at short in the fifth. Opening 5 1/3 to Chris Schull. 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. His best outing. The pitch by Bryant. Breaking ball on the ground. Passed Russell into left field for a base hit. So let's see what they want to do with him. This guy's been dynamic on the base pass. As Joe pointed out earlier, 11 of 13 in stolen bases. I want to thank Jacob Peden because he's the one that went back and was able to get the paper bags for JD to breathe into. So Jack O'Dowd, 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. In there for a strike, get his 0-1. He flew to center in the first, walked and scored in the fourth. And then flew to center in the fifth. 4-2 State College, hits are even at 6. Williams, throw to first, dives back in. Tagged by Cam Buford, who's now in the game playing first base. And Will Jewell is now in left field. Throw to first again. Slides back in there. And Cam's now played left field, right field, third base, and first base for the Spikes. Middle infield double play depth. The pitch. It's on the ground up the middle into center field for a base hit. So first and second with one out, and that will bring to the plate Jeff LaCorey, who's 2-for-3. Fielder's choice in the first. Single to center, stole a base in the fourth. Single to left hand, scored in the sixth. So now West Virginia's out at the spike 7-6. Actually, it's T.J. Pound is now in right field. And they have flipped Hill over to left field. So that's how they've done it. T.J. Pound is in right field. Middle infield double play depth. LaCorey at the plate. Bryant goes set, looks at second. And the pitch. LaCorey fouls it back to the screen, just to the right of the West Virginia dugout and down to our left. It's 0-1. 4-2 State College. 4-6-1 State College, 2-7-1 West Virginia. One out, first and second, top of the seventh inning. Medler Field at Lebrano Park on a sterling Thursday night for baseball. Bryant delivers. Low and outside, evens the count at 1-1. Ball and a strike. Corey bats on the left side. And a balk was called. See, I don't know what they're looking for. Bryant doesn't even know what they called. And I don't know what they called. They saw something, so it's a balk. It's one of the elements of this league I've never liked. There are too many balks called. Now, maybe the pitchers are balking. I don't know. I just sometimes, he's looking in. He didn't do anything. He literally did nothing. I just looked at the replay. He didn't move. Strike. It's now 1-2. He literally didn't do a thing. I just watched the replay. He didn't even move. What are we doing here? Infield up all the way around. 1-2 the count. Strikeout would be huge here. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. That is the third strikeout for the Spikes, the first for Philip Bryant. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Athens Street, offering same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountainindy.org/expresscare. Infield backs up. Trace Wilhoit at the plate, 1-3. And the pitch, outside and low, 1-0 the count. Flew to center in the first, flew to right in the fourth, but singled in the sixth. Second and third now with two outs. Bryant stares in. He goes set and delivers. In tight, 2-0. With breaking ball that time, changeup. Ball is loose in right field. I think it got loose from a youngster. Yeah, it was. It's not from the bullpen. It was actually a youngster. Ball fell out of the grandstand. T.J. Pine went over and picked it up. 2-0 the count. Second and third, two outs. Bryant goes set. Delivers. Low and outside, 3-0. Well, you can talk about first base being open, but that's not the route you want to go. You want to take care of this guy now. Bryant. And they're just going to walk him intentionally. So an intentional walk to load the bases. And here's Connor McGuire, who's 0-2 tonight. Grounded out the second in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Dropped down a sacrifice bunt in the sixth inning. So bases loaded, two outs, top of the seventh, 4-2 State College. Bryant goes set to the plate. In there for a strike. Started him out with a changeup that time. Up in the zone, it's 0-1. Outfield straight away. Hill a little deeper and left. Infield back, no shift. The pitch by Bryant. Foul to our right over the roof and out of play. He's ahead 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Bryant works from the center of the mound. Some guys prefer first base side, some third. He works from the middle. 0-2 the count. Right-hander stares in. Gets what he wants. 0-2. Outside 1-2. That was, he wanted him to chase that time on that changeup. Did not. 1-2 the count. Wire in the right-handed box. Base is loaded, two outs. The 1-2 from Bryant is on its way. Outside corner, that missed. Barely, but it missed. It's 2-2. It was a right call. 2-2 the count. That was the right call. Two balls, two strikes. Big pitch for Bryant right here. Stepped off and faked. You're allowed to do that if you step off. He did. 2-2 the count. Bryant in the big spot here. Bases loaded, two outs. Here's the 2-2. On the ground, right field, base hit. This will tie the game at four. Throw by Pound is going to be cut off by Buford, but first and third now with two outs as McGuire delivers a two-run single to right and ties the game. And that means that Chris Scholl will be in a no-decision spot tonight. 4-4. And here comes JT Moore. 0-2, lined out to Russell at short in the second, flew to left in the fourth, and walked in the sixth. First and third, now with two outs. You got bases loaded. I'm not big on the purpose pitch, which he threw one there. The pitch, way outside, 1-0. To me, you got bases loaded, two outs. Purpose pitch, the heck with that. Go right at him. He's on his heels to begin with. One and oh. And missed outside. It's 2-0. It was low and outside that time. Two balls, no strikes. To JT Marr, the former Nittany Lion. Throw to first, gets back. McGuire's probably not going anywhere. 3-for-3, though, in stolen bases, so let's give the catcher credit where credit's due. Pitch. Hit high in the air, playable center field. Cooper Hex underneath it, waits and puts it away. But West Virginia comes back and scores two runs. They do so on three hits to tie the game. They leave two. And at the end of 6.5, 7-inning stretch time, 4-4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Oh.
So we work our way to the bottom of the seventh of the 4-4 game. Cam Buford, Kyle Russell, and Knox Preston do. So Buford has walked three times tonight, stole a base, and scored a run. He has been the RBI machine. He's got 25 of them. Low and outside for a ball. Started him out with a curveball that time. It's 1-0. 4-4. Here in the bottom of the seventh. And the pitch. Low and outside. It's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes to Buford to lead off the bottom of the seventh. Stinson delivers. Outside, 3-0. They haven't pitched to Cam all night. He's already walked three times. Russell on deck. West Virginia, 1-4, 1-6, 2-7. That's a strike, 3-1. Spikes had 1-2 and 3-5. 4-4. West Virginia's out hit the Spikes 8-6. 3-1 the count on Buford. Stinson delivers. That's a strikeout of Reg. Good spot that time. 3-2 the count. Buford thought that was a little low. It was close, but it was a strike. Three and two on Buford. Stinson delivers. It's wrapped on the ground to third. Backhanded there. Fires to first, long throw, and got him by a half step. Will Hoyt with a good, strong throw that time to get Buford one out. Russell is 1-for-3. Bounced to short in the first. Struck out looking in the third, then delivered an RBI double in the fifth. And for Russell, that was his fourth double of the year and his 11th RBI. With one out, bases empty in a 4-4 game, Russell waits. It's in there for strike. One ball and no strikes to Kyle. Getting 319. It's driven in 11. Stinson's done a good job out of the bullpen. He delivers. Breaking ball for a strike. That curveball makes it 0-2. I mean, Stinson came in, this is his eighth appearance. With a 2.77 ERA, 13 hits and 13 innings, really good. Every once in a while, he walks too many guys. Tonight, he's been pretty good about it. Pitch. That's foul. First base side will reach the roof and out of play. Stinson's got an inning and two-thirds so far. Struck out two, walked one, given up one hit. So he has been rock solid out of David Carpenter's bullpen tonight. 0-2 the count on Kyle Russell. Outfield straight away, not deep in left. Way outside, 1-2. Let's say shallow in left with Yule, shallow in right with LaCorey, a little bit deeper in center with Williams. Infield normal spots and back. 1-2 the count. Knox Preston on deck. One out, bases clean. Bottom of the seventh, 4-4 game. Swing and a miss. Strike three, got him on a changeup. For Stinson, his third strikeout. Here's Knox Preston, who's 1-for-2. Single to center in the second. Flew out to center in the fourth and walked in the fifth. Preston right-handed box. Stinson delivers. That's tapped down the first base line, but rolls foul. They're going to see if it's going to make a left turn and go back onto the field. No. Everybody, it stayed to the right side of the line the entire time. 0-1. Flag's not moving at all in left center field. You got to generate your own juice. 0-1 the count. Two outs. Base is empty. Bottom of the seventh, 4-4 game. Stinson delivers. Outside, 1-1. The curveball again. Stinson so far, 42 pitches, 27 have been strikes. 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. 92 with that fastball from AJ. Stinson leads in with a 1-2 count on Preston. And the pitch. High and tight at the letters, 2-2. Stinson will stretch out that right arm and now look into Graybosch. Works fast. Doesn't waste any time. Goes set at the belt. 2-2 to Preston. Line up the middle. That's a base hit. Two-out single to center for Knox Preston. Spike's seventh hit of the game. Second for Knox Preston. And here comes Caleb Hill. Hill, fielder's choice, stole a base and scored in the second. Popped out to first in the fourth and was hit by a pitch in the knee in the fifth. And here comes David Carpenter out, and he's going to make the move. Stinson gave him all he had tonight. Two innings, two hits, no runs, struck out three, walked one. Really good outing for A.J. Stinson in this one. Credit where credit's due. Pitched very well. Had the spikes a little bit off balance until the Preston single to center. So struck out three, walked one, and only gave up the two hits in two innings of work. So to the bullpen they go. And Sayer Diederich will take over. So he takes over here. Tell you a little bit about him. Sayer Diederich is a 6 foot, 190-pound left-hander. Diederich out of Omaha, Nebraska, was pitching with the Billings Mustangs before he came out of West Virginia. 23 years of age, won't turn 24 until October 10th. His numbers, Diederich with West Virginia. This is his 11th appearance, 1-1, hasn't given up anything. He's getting 15 innings, 10 hits, one run, but it was unearned. Struck out 13, walked 6, hit 3, opposing hitters 196 against Sayer Diederich. Well, takes over here, and he's going to face Caleb Hill. So Sayer Diederich on the mound. He inherits Preston on first with two outs. And he'll face Caleb Hill. Hill last night had three hits. He was 3-for-4. Tonight he's 0-for-2 with a run scored. Lefty on lefty here. And the first pitch. That's in there for a strike. 91 with the fastball. It's 0-1. Hill back into that left-handed box. Preston, good speed for a catcher down at first. He can run. 3-for-4 in stolen bases, but he's not stealing here. 0-1. Hit him. Well, Hill is hit by a pitch for the second time tonight. It is the third time in the last two games he's been hit by a pitch. And overall, he's been hit by a pitch now five times. First and second with two outs, and here is T.J. Pound for his first plate appearance tonight. Pound did not play last night. Went 0-for-2 and struck out twice against Mahoning Valley on Tuesday night. 226, he is knocked in six. A base hit here puts the spikes back in front. 4-4 here in the bottom of the seventh. Pound levels the bat. He waits. Norris on deck. Diederich delivers. High and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. We talked about Dietrich. The numbers have been great, but I pointed out that's not the fourth batter he's hit. 1-0 the count. Preston leads off second. He'll off first. Two outs. The 1-0. In tight. Good job by Gravish behind the plate. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Preston, decent speed down at second. Hill, very good speed down at first. Dietrich works on the third base side and the left-hander deals. He fouled that one at the plate off his leg. It's 2-1. Can TJ Pound find a spot that can get a run home? McGuire, the second baseman, against the right-handed hitter, a couple steps toward the bag at second. Outfield straight away, normal depth. Preston, good lead at second. Big lead by Hill at first. 2-1. Here it is. Outside, 3-1. Outside and high. Norris has two hits and an RBI. He's on deck. 3-1 the count on TJ Pound. Levels that bat, ready. Dietrich at the belt, ready. 3-1. Strike in the inner half, and now the runners will move. 3-2, two outs, so they'll be on the move. So Preston will get a head start, as will Hill. If you're not worried about Hill getting from point A to point B, Preston getting a head start's big. Preston, both runners on the move, 3-2. Foul straight back by Pound. Do it all over again. Dietrich is the third pitcher of the night for West Virginia. Sleeper, 4 2/3, 5 hits, 4 runs all earned. Stenson, 2 innings, 2 hits so far, no runs. Struck out 3, walked 1. He's responsible for Preston on second. There they go. 3-2, ball 4, bases loaded. All this with 2 outs. Here's Grant Norris. Norris is 2-for-3 tonight. RBI single in the second. Single to center and scored in the fifth. Flew out to center in the sixth. The RBI for Norris early in the game was his fifth run knocked in. So bases loaded, 2 outs in a 4-4 game, bottom of the seventh. Norris bats on the right side. Dietrich, lefty on righty matchup, goes set. And delivers. Hit in the air down the right field line, slicing foul toward the Spikes bullpen, and out of play, actually made the fun deck near Bergatopia. It's 0-1. 92 with that fastball from Dietrich. Preston, the lead runner, he's at third, out to a walking lead. 0-1 to Norris. Dietrich delivers. In there for strike, it's 0-2, and Norris turns away in disgust. It's a pretty good changeup that time. It's right on the money, 0-2 the count. Little bit of breeze kicking up the left. Norris windmills the bat with an 0-2 count. Infield back, no shift. 0-2. On its way. Line drive right at the second baseman, McGuire, and the inning is over. He hit it right on the button, but right at McGuire, and the Spikes strand 3. 4-4 to the top of the eighth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details. Top of the eighth inning, pitching change for the Spikes. As Phillip Bryant goes an inning and two-thirds. And Bryant gave up three hits, two runs, both earned. Struck out one, walked one, and Dalen Caraway takes over. Caraway, 1-1 with an 8.10 ERA. 11 strikeouts, 8 walks. He's making his 11th appearance, has two holds. Picked up a hold against Mahoning Valley back on Monday. Went an inning and two-thirds, one hit, no run, struck out two, walked two. One of his better outings of the year. So he makes now his 11th appearance in a 4-4 game. Here in the eighth inning. West Virginia's out hit the Spikes 8-7, game tied at 4. Caraway's going to face the bottom third of the order, Ryan Graybosch, Kendall Yule, and Chris Eineman. Graybosch is 0-2, flew to center in the second, walked in the fifth, and reached on an error in the sixth. That error produced a run. Mound conference. Let's go over a couple signs, make sure everybody's on the same page. And away we go. Four, four, top of the eighth inning. Caraway waits and delivers. And misses low and outside for ball. 1-0 the count. Set. And delivers. Up high, 2-0 the count. We mentioned with him, same story with him. Fewer hits than innings pitched in college at McNeese State. The problem he had was he had more walks than strikeouts. Done a much better job here of keeping the number of walks down. The pitch. Popped it up. Sky high near the Spikes dugout. Do they have room? The answer is no. It bounces on the top of the dugout into the seats. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Caraway, 6 foot, 227 pounds. He's 24 years of age, out of Houston, Texas. Did his pitching at McNeese State. Started his career at Jackson State, then transferred to McNeese. 2-1 the count as Caraway goes set in this 4-4 game. Pitch. Pop foul, first base side to the roof and out of play, even to 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Ryan Graybosch. Bottom third of the West Virginia order. Norris is near the line at third. Outfield straight away, a couple steps back, except in right field. Pounds a little shallower in right against the right-handed hitter. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. So Caraway gets things started here in the top of the eighth inning with his first strikeout of the night. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Elf, looking to be part of an all-star team. Mountain Indy Elf offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. Kendall Yule is 0-for-3 in the game, grounded the second in the third. Flew to right in the fifth, hit into a 5-2-3 double play to end the sixth, one of the bigger plays of this game. Yule bats on the right side. Caraway at the belt. And the first pitch to Yule. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. 89 with that fastball that time. 0-1 the count. Yule at 256. It's driven in four. Windmills the back. Caraway goes set. Outfield straight away. A little bit deeper. Pitch to Yule. Bounce that one in. One ball and one strike to count. Yule out of Calumet City, Illinois, went to Illinois Chicago, UIC, 23 years of age. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, the count. Caraway looks in. Dalen says yes and goes set. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. Back-to-back strikeouts to open up the eighth inning. And that strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They have more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our great team at mountainindy.org. Chris Eidemann at the plate, who's 1-for-3. Struck out swinging in the third. Bunt single in the fifth and flew to right in the seventh. 4-4, top of the eighth inning. Caraway goes set. And the first pitch to Eidemann. In there for a strike. Up in the zone, it's 0-1. Spikes will have Spiegel, Hext, and Caridou do in the eighth inning. 9-1-2 with Buford hitting fourth. 0-1 in tight. Spun him back a bit. 1-1. 4-4. Top of the eighth inning. Two outs. Bases clean. Caraway. That's tap foul down the runway toward the West Virginia dugout, third base side. It's 1-2. Nick Hohenstein, I believe Nick's tomorrow night's starting pitcher. He's actually the one been shagging baseballs tonight. 1-2 the count. Caraway looks in. And time called at the plate. And I think, does he have dust in his eye, dirt in his eye, something? It's the right eye. Could be a contact lens problem. I mean, because I don't know if Eidemann wears glasses or not. The trainer was about to come out and then backed off. Here's the set by Caraway. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Strikes out the side in the eighth inning. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They're ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountainindy.org/orthopedics. 4-4 game to the bottom of the eighth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So it's going to be 9-1-2 for the Spikes in the bottom of the eighth inning in a 4-4 game. Josh Spiegel back to the top of the order. Cooper Hext and Parker Cadieux, then Cam Buford. 1-for-3 tonight with a double is Spiegel. Low and inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Josh flew to right in the second, struck out swinging in the fifth, but then doubled to right in the sixth. Set. And Dietrich, 1-0. Tapped in front of the plate. Picked up there. Throw to first. Got him. Grabosh popped out there and made the play. Cooper X is 1-for-4. Struck out swinging in the first. Flew to right in the third. Singled, stole a base, and scored in the fifth. And struck out swinging in the sixth. Love to see him get on, because then he can create some havoc on the bases. He's already stolen a base in this game, has 8 stolen bases in 9 attempts. He was thrown out last night for the first time this season. And the pitch in there for a strike. It is 0-1. It's one thing we're seeing out of the bullpens here. The guys out of the bullpens have been throwing strikes. They've messed around. Caraway just struck out the side for the Spikes. 0-1 the count. Open stance, left-handed box. Cooper Hext. And the pitch. In tight, spun him around. 1-1 the count. Third baseman Wilhoit is up on the grass after the bunt single by Hext earlier in the game. Now he backs up to even at the bag. Shallow in left is Yule. Williams normal in center, and LaCorey normal in right. Big gap, though, right center. Rolls it foul. Lasting's millage made no effort to get that one. It goes into the tarp. Now, Millage would have had to dive, would dive for the ball. In a contract year, he would have. 1-2, the count on Hext with one out. Base is empty. Waits and delivers. Went around, strike three. No, whoa, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world of the big break. Well, that's 2-2. David Carpenter cannot be happy with that call. Joe Putnam, though, ecstatic. Not just happy, ecstatic. 2-2. Dietrich, lefty on lefty, delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him to complete the strikeout at first and do. Two outs. Dietrich gets his first strikeout. And here's Parker Cadieux, 0-for-3. Grounded out to first in the first. Struck out looking in the third. Sacrifice fly to knock in a run in the fifth. And flew to center in the sixth. 0-for-3 in the game. Cadieux doesn't have many offers. So let's see what he does here. Lefty on lefty matchup. Shortstop Einemann a couple steps toward the bag at second. The pitch. Cadieux rolls it on the ground to second. McGuire charges, has it, throws in time. These two relievers went out and were clean eighth innings. We go to the ninth in a 4-4 game on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The state college spikes are back home August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Ninth inning of a 4-4 game. Dalen Carraway, one inning, brilliant. Struck out all three guys he faced and now moves on and passes the baton to Nick Palumbo. 6'2", 215-pound, 24-year-old right-hander out of Wayne, New Jersey. He is making his 11th appearance. No record with a 3.48 ERA with 13 strikeouts, 9 walks, 1 save, and 2 holds. Got the hold last night at Mahoney Valley, going two-thirds of an inning, giving up one hit, no run, striking out two, and did not walk a batter. So Nick Palumbo takes over here in the ninth inning of a 4-4 game. And he'll face the top of the order, T.J. Williams, Jack O'Dowd, and Jeff LaCorey. 4 runs on 8 hits, an error, West Virginia. Spikes, 4 runs, 7 hits, and an error. We play the top half of the ninth inning. Two teams at it again tomorrow. This is the first of a four-game series. So Palumbo going through his final warm-up toss. And here we go. 4-4. Top of the ninth. Grant Norris will hand the ball to Palumbo, and here we go. T.J. Williams to the plate. The leadoff man tonight is 2-for-4. First pitch of the game, he singled on a broken bat to center and start things off. Flew to left in the third, popped to short in the fifth, and singled to left and scored in the seventh. Knox pressing out just to go through the final details with Nick Palumbo. Back behind the plate he goes. The pitcher walking side by side with him, stride for stride. And here's TJ. Williams out of Germantown, Maryland, played at Notre Dame, 23 years of age. Interesting, he throws left-handed, but he bats right-handed. Even to the bag and near the line at third is Norris. The pitch outside corner for a strike at his own one. Starts him out with a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Outfield straightaway, deep all the way around. With Hill the deepest of all in left field. The set by Palumbo to the plate. Outside and low, one and one the count. Palumbo, the right-hander, works from the first base side of the mound. Now scrapes off the spikes and back to the top of the hill. Palumbo leans in, his 11th appearance of the year for State College. 1-1 the count, and Nick delivers. Hit high in the air, playable left field. Caleb Hill camped underneath in a couple of steps, waits, and puts it away, one out. Jack O'Dowd at the plate, who's 1-for-3. Flew to center in the first. Walked and scored in the fifth, in the fourth. In the fifth, he flew to center, singled to center, and scored in the seventh. Righty on lefty matchup here. Talked about O'Dowd's family. His father, Dan, longtime general manager in the major leagues, including the Colorado Rockies. Up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. 2007 Rockies with Dan O'Dowd at the helm as the GM, made the World Series, won the National League pennant. Jack O'Dowd's out of Nashville. Played his college ball at the University of Texas. Pitch. High in the air, slicing toward the line, left field. On the run is Hill near the line. Kayla puts it away, two down. Jeff LaCorey to the plate. 2-for-4 tonight. Fielder's choice in the first. Single to center, stole a base in the fourth. Single to left and then scored in the sixth. Struck out swinging in the seventh. So Palumbo will have to deal with another left-handed hitter. LaCorey at one point had been a pitcher, was converted to being a hitter 2 years ago down at Florida International. He's out of Lake Mary, Florida, 23 years of age. And Palumbo, first pitch to LaCorey. In there for a strike. It is 0-1. Spikes due in the bottom of the ninth. Buford, Russell, Preston, 3, 4, and 5 in the Spikes batting order. In a 4-4 game. A set by Palumbo. 0-1 to LaCorey. Swing and a miss. He may have got a piece of it. It's 0-2. 94 with that fastball from Nick. Palumbo now with an 0-2 count. LaCorey levels that bat. Palumbo, high set. 0-2. Down the left field line, slicing foul, long run, but nobody's going to get that one. It's out of play about three rows back and bounces onto the field where Caleb Hill will pick it up. Norris, Russell, and Hill all converged, but nobody could get there. It was three rows back, still 0-2. See what Palumbo did, though? 0-2 didn't mess around. He still went right at him. 0-2 the count, a 4-4 game in the top of the ninth inning. LaCorey waits in the left-handed box. Palumbo looks into Knox Preston, says yes. High set at the letters. 0-2. Foul straight back to the screen. It's still 0-2. Base is empty here in the top of the ninth inning in a 4-4 game. West Virginia, 1-4. 1-6, 2-7. Spikes, 1-2 and 3-5. We're 4-4, top of the ninth. And a cat runs on the field. Cat now runs toward the West Virginia dugout. Cat's still loose. Game stops while the cat is still out there. At least I'm pretty sure it's a cat. And it's underneath right now the pitch clock that is adjacent to the third base West Virginia dugout. So the cat's there, and everybody's looking for the cat. The question is, can they get the cat out of there? David Carpenter comes over. And evidently, they've blocked off parts of the pitch clock. So the cat's underneath there, and they'll play on. 0-2 on LaCorey. And yes, Bark in the Park is August 29th. The 0-2. Foul back. Nearly hit the cat. It's still 0-2. New baseball for Nick Palumbo. He hasn't wasted a pitch here at all. A couple of fans are over to look at the cat, see if they can spot the cat below the pitch clock. 0-2 the count. Palumbo goes set and delivers. Inside, just missed the inner half. 92 at that fastball, 1-2 the count. He just backed up LaCorey a little bit. One ball, two strikes, two outs, bases empty, top of the ninth of the 4-4 game. And the pitch on the ground, high chopper into right field for a base hit. Good piece of hitting by LaCorey there. So he's aboard with two outs. And here's Trace Wilhoit. Wilhoit flew to center in the first, flew to right in the fourth, singled in the sixth, and walked in the seventh. So here's Trace Wilhoit, who's 1-for-3 tonight. Still two outs. Right-handed hitter up. So could do a couple steps toward the bag at second. The pitch. It's on the ground. Into left field. Base hit. First and second now with two outs. And McGuire at the plate, who delivered a two-run single in the seventh. McGuire, 1-for-3. Grounded to second in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Sacrifice bunt in the sixth. Two-run single in the seventh to tie the game. Palumbo now got the first two hitters to fly to left. Since then, back-to-back singles by LaCorey and Wilhoit. McGuire at the plate. Palumbo delivers. Strike. He started him out with a cutter that time. It's 0-1. In fact, that may have been a changeup that time. No balls and a strike. Well, feel a little shallower in left. In fact, shallow all the way around against McGuire. Pitch. Center field. Hex going back on the run, but he's there. Puts it away, and the inning is over. No runs, a couple of hits, and two left. We go to the bottom of the ninth. 4-4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the ninth inning. Can the Spikes walk it off? It'll be Connor McKay on the mound taking over. Dietrich did a terrific job. An inning and a third, no runs, no hits. Struck out one, walked one. In his inning of the third. And now Connor McKay. The right-hander. 6'1", 204 pounds out of Shawnee, Kansas. Did his pitching at Dallas Baptist. 24 years of age. His numbers with West Virginia. He's making his eighth appearance. 0-2 with a 5.87 ERA. 7 2/3, 8 hits, 5 runs, all earned. Struck out 17. He's walked only two. He's given up a home run. Opposing hitters 258 against him. And here is Cam Buford. Buford to be followed by Russell and Preston. 0-for-1 with three walks. The pitch. Down low for a ball. 1-0 the counts. Walked in the first. Walked and stole a base in the third. Walked and scored in the fifth. Grounded out the third in the seventh after he had a 3-0 count. 1-0 the count on Buford. The pitch. That's in the dirt. It's 2-0. Russell to follow and then Knox Preston. Then after that, Caleb Hill. 4-4, bottom of the ninth inning. Here's the set. And Connor McKay, the right-hander, delivers. There's a strike on the inner half, 91 with that fastball. It's 2-1. McKay, the right-hander, works more from the first base side of the mound. McKay sets and delivers. Foul tip into the mitt. It's 2-2. We love to get that leadoff guy aboard and put some game pressure on West Virginia. But Buford right now with a 2-2 count. Levels the bat. Now windmills it once. He's ready. McKay goes set at the belt. And the right-hander in tight. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. By the way, no sign of the cat between innings. 3-2. Buford set. Bat high in the air. 3-2. Bounced it in. Ball four. Leadoff runner aboard for the Spikes in the bottom of the ninth inning. And a guy that can run. Remember, Buford is 11 for 12 in stolen bases, including one tonight. Now, he hasn't seen McKay's move yet tonight. And Russell at the plate, who's 1-for-4 with an RBI double. Bounced to short in the first, struck out looking in the third. RBI double, stole a base in the fifth, struck out swinging in the seventh. Buford out to his lead against the right-hander at first. Nobody out. The pitch. Squares the bump, pops it up, and it's going to be caught. Oh, you cannot do that. Ray Bosch, good play, popped up, but it was actually an easy play for him to make. Now I think because of that bunt, I think now you have to run Buford. Knox Preston is 2-for-3, single to center in the second, flew to center in the fourth, walked in the fifth, single to center, but was stranded at third in the seventh at a 4-4 game. Middle infield double play depth. Buford out to his lead at first. The pitch, up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. One of these pitches, Buford's going to run. He is 11 of 12 in stolen bases, including one tonight. And the one he stole tonight was with ease. Inches out to his lead at first. The pitch, in tight, got away, dropped it, but no advance. 2-0 the count on Preston. Hill on deck. And battle down to third, just twirling the stopwatch. 2-0 the count on Preston. Bottom of the ninth at a 4-4 game. The set. And the pitch. Hit in the air, left field, well hit, back to the wall, and caught at the warning track. And firing it back in is Yule, two outs. He tagged it, but not far enough. And again, Yule, who has been playing shallow all night, was in a no-doubles defense deeper that time and made the catch. Two outs for Caleb Hill. Hill has been hit by a pitch twice. He's 0-for-2. Fielder's choice. Stole a base, scored a run in the second. Popped out to first in the fourth. Hit by a pitch in the fifth. Hit by a pitch in the seventh. This is not a guy that crowds the plate either. Been hit by a pitch five times, three times in the last two nights. The pitch. Inside for ball. Moved him back just a bit. 1-0 the count. TJ Pound on deck. Who will be the hero? Two outs with Buford on first. Short lead at first. And McKay delivers. Swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. If he gets Hill here, goes to overtime. 4-4 our score. The Spikes would be on defense, by the way. Here is the set. The pitch. Breaking ball, tap foul. He's in the hole, 1-2, first base side. Nick Hohenstein out to get it. Buford does not have a big lead, but now it looks down to Tim Battle at third. Series of signs there from Tim. See if he inches out a little bit further this time. Last couple times he's walked out to the lead. He hasn't had much of a lead at all. He still doesn't have a big lead. 1-2. In tight, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 4-4, bottom of the ninth with Buford on first. He's the winning run. Curveball missed it low and tight that time. Short lead at first. 2-2. Outside, 3-2. Now Buford will run. 3-2, two outs. He'll move here. Outfield very deep all the way around and a no doubles defense, and it saved them on the Preston fly out to left. Hill in the left-handed box waits. Buford takes off. Outside and low ball four. First and second, two outs for T.J. Pound. Pound, in his only plate appearance, walked. Grabosch, the catcher, out to talk to his pitcher. Pound has driven in six runs. Tim Battle will come down to talk to T.J. You have plenty of speed at the front. You have plenty of speed in the bases, but the only one that matters right now is Buford. Although, to be fair about it, if there's a play where if Hill can beat it out to keep the inning alive, he's got the speed to do it. But Buford, plenty of speed as the lead guy. A base hit wins it. Because with two outs, he's going to be moving anyway, and he's got plenty of speed to get home. So here's Pound in the right-handed box. Levels the bat. Here is the set by McKay. The first pitch to T.J. Pound. Checked it. That's a strike. It's 0-1. That was borderline that time, and McKay got the call. 0-1. They've shallowed up in the outfield. Because they want to cut down the possibility of any run at the plate. 0-1 to Pound. The pitch. Checked it. That's a strike. That was right down the middle that time. Why he checked it, I have no idea. It's 0-2. I mean, that was right down the middle. He may have been fooled by it. He may have been looking fastball and got changeup that time. That's probably why he didn't swing. 0-2. And the pitch. Call strike three on a curveball that was right down the middle, and the inning is over. Overtime on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished.
The State College Spikes are back home.
So here we go now to overtime. And we'll start out with the designated runner, Mars on first, and McGuire's on first, Mars at the plate. McGuire made the last out of the ninth inning. Mar tonight is 0-3. Middle infield double play, Depp, Norris creeping in at third, squares the bunt, the pitch, down low, it's a strike. 0-2 the count. Nick Palumbo. Bottom line is, West Virginia scores, they win. Spikes get three outs, they win. Here in overtime in a 4-4 game. Mar windmills the bat with an 0-2 count. McGuire out to his lead at first. And the pitch. Squares the bunt. Puts it down. Picked up by Palumbo. The plays to first. Fires and in time. One out but moving to second on the play. Give him credit. He had two strikes and he put the bunt down. So they play to bunt and move the runner over. I mean, to be honest about it, the managers in this league are smarter about this situation than the managers in the majors. They put a guy on second. Nobody bunts the guy to third. Nobody. Every time I turn around, it's a cutaway. Okay, great. Here we go. It is Graybosch, who is 0-3. Flew to center in the second. Walked in the fifth, reached on an error in the sixth, struck out swinging in the eighth. Palumbo deals, wave and a miss. Change up that time, it's 0-1. Wipes off the spikes. Right-hander works from the first base side. Winning run is on second. It's McGuire with one out. Palumbo to the plate. That's a strike. Great pitch by Nick. Change up on the inner half. It's 0-2. Ray Bosch out of Tucson, Arizona. Played at Morehead State. Waits on the right-handed box. 23 years of age. 0-2 count. And the pitch. On the ground, a short charge by Russell. Looks the runner back, slings to first. Stretch by Buford in time, two outs. The Spikes are to the doorstep in overtime. Kendall Yule at the plate, who's 0-4. Grounded out to second, in the third. Flew to right in the fifth. Hit into a 5-2-3 double play that ended the sixth. Struck out swinging in the eighth. So here's Yule. Outfield. Shallow all the way around. Infield back. McGuire, decent speed down at second. But the outfield is playing shallow. Backed up just a bit now. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Palumbo goes back, scrapes off those spikes again. Now they're actually more in a normal depth. They really come up before. Now they're just back in normal spots. 1-0 the count. McGuire on second with two outs in overtime in a 4-4 game. Palumbo to the plate. Hit in the air center field. Hex is there. Coming on. Dies. Can't make it. And West Virginia's going to win. He went back a step and it cost him. And West Virginia wins in overtime.
August 15th through the 18th. Thursday the 15th, it's American Heart Association Lifesavers Night, sponsored by PSECU, and Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Friday the 16th is a four-pack Friday. Saturday the 17th, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health. And Sunday the 18th is Paint the Park Purple, presented by Juniper Village, with a baseball bingo grand finale. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
All right, so here's the story on tonight's game. West Virginia wins it in overtime. They had 10 hits. The Spikes had 7. And no winning pitcher, but it would be Connor McKay. Nick Palumbo's not going to get credit for the loss. It's an unearned run. That doesn't, you know, when they put a designated runner out there, it's not earned. And just a tough break. The ball was hit right at Hex to it. Backed up a little bit, and then on the play, the first pitch, when the ball was hit, he stepped back, and then he had to come on, and he dove, and he had a shot at making a spectacular catch, but could not hang on. And the final, technically, will be 5-4. West Virginia wins it in overtime. Back here tomorrow night, looking forward to it, when the Spikes take on West Virginia at 6:35, and it's our bargain night. Best four seats. Four hot dogs, four sodas for $54 tomorrow night. We go at 6:35 tomorrow as the Spikes look to bounce back in game two of this four-game set. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.